and welcome to this week's edition of Three Big Questions, the pre-Nebraska edition.
Mom, thanks for watching.
Brought to you, of course, by MartinVintage.com. Martin Vintage, where you'll find shirts like the one I'm wearing, with old-fashioned Purdue Pete and other Purdue logos and graphics, shirts that are really comfortable, where if you enter BOILED at checkout, you'll get 20% off your purchase. Question number one, who will start at quarterback? This is a big one, and a lot of things surround this question. One of the biggest things is Jeff Brohm showed a little bit of his hand earlier this week, saying that he's going to go away from the two-quarterback system that we've seen the previous weeks, every week actually, and this is a big deal. The question is, how will a quarterback handle actually being given the reins? We've seen it a couple times this season where a quarterback's really gotten to rhythm. We saw it with Sindelar versus Minnesota in the second half. We saw it with Blau versus Ohio and versus Missouri. I know I've gone back and forth on who should be starting. I've actually kind of gone back and forth trying to figure out what the coaches are thinking. I've done a pretty good job understanding it. We didn't see eye to eye, the coaches and I, on the end of the two quarterback system experiment, but finally they're doing it. Obviously it's a week too late. I'm glad Coach Brohm specifically has chosen to go away from it. Second question, can the receivers regroup and get back to where they were? There's some really lousy news and some pretty obvious trends happening with Purdue's receivers. One of the biggest ones is teams have figured out if they play man coverage, Purdue receivers have a real problem handling that bump pressure and have a real problem holding on to the ball, have a hard time getting open and creating space. So are they going to start making plays again? Can they help the offense march down the field? And can they simply hold on to the ball, more importantly than anything? They've had problems the last few weeks, but versus Rutgers, it was kind of an epidemic, if not a complete epidemic, inside the 30. Brohm said he will use the run a little bit more and shade towards that if that's what teams are giving him. But he doesn't want to do that, quite frankly, and he said it's almost like an embarrassment for him to have a team of his run as much as they have during a few games this year. Finally, maybe the biggest question of this week's game, or going into this week's game, is, was last week a fluke? This is a big one. Teams have figured out some of Purdue's tendencies offensively. Obviously, we just talked about the receivers not being able to handle man coverage. But also, those injuries are mounting. If Purdue's receivers cannot handle man coverage, and the injuries are starting to become really important to offense and defense, with McCollum and Hermans both out yet again, is this just kind of Purdue's new existence, or was last week an isolated event? I think we'll learn a lot in Rossade this week versus Nebraska. But boy, Purdue needs this win to keep those bowl hopes alive and to get back into rhythm. This has been Three Big Questions on BoiledSports.com, brought to you by Martin Vintage. Thanks for tuning in. BS all the time.